Name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. Throughout our entire life, we are always naming it and claiming it. We are always deciding what are the values of things that we work with. What are the importance of the things that we work with? What is it that we are naming and claiming? What is it that we are saying is so important for us that we want to have it beyond all measure? What is it that we are saying is so important for us that we want to have beyond all measure? We name and claim so many things, and then we don't recognize that we're naming and claiming it. Every single thing that we have in our life, every single experience that we have in our world, we have named it and claimed it. We have put the cause in motion for every experience that we have in our life. Now, we like to say that it's not our fault. We like to say that we're not the ones that created that situation in our life, which is negative. We're not the ones who like to say that we have done in our world those things that are undesirable for us. We'd like to say that we haven't done that. And how do we go about saying that we haven't done that? Well, we say somebody else made that happen. Somebody else brought that into our life. Somebody else did it. But really, it's those little tiny thoughts that we have, the fleeting thoughts that pass through our minds so quickly and so secretively that we don't even know we're doing it. We say little things about ourselves that we are happy and that we are joyous and that we are filled with joy, filled with bliss. And then we go around acting filled with bliss, filled with joy. We go around acting as though life is a fantastic experience, and truly it is. And as we go around having that experience in our world, what do we do? What sort of things do we do? Do we say of ourselves that all is in divine order? Do we say of ourselves, hey, I like me? Do we say of ourselves, what a lovely, interesting day it is today. How charming, how unique, how wonderful. Then the thought comes to our mind. Okay, it's a sunny, beautiful, lovely day. It's warm and comfortable outside. Everything is great. Everything is fantastic. We say, all about the world is just magnificent. And no matter what we look at, we see it as good. No matter what we do, they say we're Pollyanna. No. Why is it that Pollyanna can see everything good and someone else can not see it? Pollyanna chooses to see everything good. That attitude chooses to see the world as a beautiful thing. Now, you and I can do that too. We can see the world as a beautiful thing all the time because we name it and claim it. We say, it's a great day. It's a wonderful day. It's a super day. And we love music like that. Now, we watched the Ziegfeld Girls last night, and we have seen it before. But the Ziegfeld Girls had beautiful music in it. It had beautiful singing in it. It had beautiful acting in it. It had beautiful dresses on the girls and beautiful designs of everything. It was just lovely. But then they had to stick in there the Prohibition. They had to stick in there the gangsters. They had to stick in there the Depression. They had to stick in there those attitudes. Now, they had nothing whatsoever to do with the beauty of the Ziegfeld presentation. Now, if Mr. Ziegfeld were to concern himself about all of the cruddy side of life, the miserable side of life, do you think he could have produced the Ziegfeld Follies with all of their glorious representation of beauty and charm and love? Do you think that he could have had girls walking down staircases and have the people delight in seeing it? Do you think he could have done that? Well, stop and think for yourself once. If you look up a staircase and you see a beautiful young lady dressed in a very lovely dress, sort of floating around, walking beautifully down the staircase, walking like a Ziegfeld girl, and walking down the stair with charm and grace, and you look and you say, why, isn't that beautiful? Now, you have nothing about the girl, about female, about anything. You just look at that scene of that person coming down the staircase as being beautiful, as being absolutely gorgeous. And you look at it and you say, I like that. I like that. Or you look at divers as they're diving off of high dives, and they do flips, and they do all sorts of things, and you watch them, and you think to yourself, how lovely, how gracious. And you watch Fader as he does his tennis activity, and you think, what movement, what grace, what charm, what magic that man has, what delight he has. Now, the more you think about it, the happier you are inside of yourself. The more you name it and claim it as being beautiful, as being something you love to look at, the more you think, wow, isn't that done beautifully? That is just gorgeous. That is just wonderful. Now, you're naming it and claiming it. Now, you're not saying, I want to see him have an accident. I want to see him fall. I want to see him miss that. I want to see the other person win. You don't say that. You watch him and you say, he does that with such charm and such beauty and such grace. He is so wonderful. It is just a thrill to watch him perform. It's a thrill to watch these girls come down the staircase, stepping gracefully, beautifully, practicing with books on their head ahead of time to walk with such charm and grace. And each one of them wanted to be there. Each one of them wanted to have that role. They wanted to have that opportunity to walk so beautifully, so charmingly. Now, are they naming it and claiming it? Are they walking with charm and grace, and are they naming it that the world looks at them and says, yes, they are beautiful. Yes, they are walking with grace and charm. Yes, they are magnificent. Now, have you ever thought it? Yes, they named it and they claimed it. They thought it was just fantastic. They thought it was just marvelous. They thought it was just something that they really wanted to do, and they really were going to do it beautifully and wonderfully. Now, how could they do it beautifully and wonderfully if everyone thought otherwise? They couldn't. It's only when they believe they're doing it with the grace and charm, everyone else believes they're doing it too. Fader doesn't win because he is going in competition with somebody else. Fader wins because he is doing his best. He is being his ideal self. He's naming it and claiming it. He cannot see himself any other way than being an exquisite tennis player. You and I can look at our lives. And what is our choice for ourselves? Can we see ourselves as exquisite human beings? Can we see ourselves as exquisite divine beings? What a glorious possibility. Can we see ourselves living our life in the most marvelous, fantastic, glorious way that has ever been on the face of the earth? Can we see that? We truly can. Do we want to see it? That's the big question. Do we want to see it? Are you ready to live your life in such a way that you are a glorious, fabulous being under all circumstances? Do you want to live your life that every moment of your life you are thinking like a fader, you are doing your very best, and your best is very good? Can you do that? Can you live your life in such a way that you have chosen to be the most ideal person, that you live in your ideal body? Now, you see, that's just a choice. Name it and claim it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say it every moment of your day, and you can be absolutely, categorically correct in that is who you are. Whatever you name and claim, that is who you are. But name it with all your heart. Name it with all your soul. Name it with all your being. Name it and claim it and live it and be it. Be a fader. Be a successful person in any walk of life. Be these beautiful Ziegfeld girls who really are living in a depression time. They're living with very limited funds. And yet they have these beautiful gowns put on them. And they are taught to walk with charm and magic. They are taught to act with, keep a smile on your face. Keep happiness in your heart. And the audience just oohed and aahed as these beautiful girls walked along. Now, could they do that otherwise too? They surely can. Will they do it otherwise? They surely will. They have learned to do this. This is their nature. What is your nature? Are you a fader? Are you a Ziegfeld girl? Are you a person who walks through life as a magical being? This is what we are. There's no or. There's only you walk through life as a master. You walk through life as a marvelous being. And why not? That's the way the masters walk. That's the way the marvelous beings walk. That's the way people who really care about themselves are. They love it. And because they love it, they are it. And because they are it, they delight in it. Are you ready for that? Name it and claim it. That's all that it takes. It's just a matter of you naming it for yourself and claiming it for you. Now, in truth, we already are doing that. In truth, we are already naming it and claiming it. In truth, we are already speaking our word for whatever it is that we have in our heart and our mind. We are already naming it and claiming it. We are already doing that. Now, do you say that is your reality? Do you say that is your perfection? Do you say that is your life? Do you say that is who you are? Do you say that is all that matters to you? If you do, then that is what you are. For you are exactly what you believe about yourself. You are exactly what you are portraying in yourself. When you walk down the staircase, do you walk down with dignity and charm? Even a man walks down the staircase as a prince. Oh, even a woman walks down the staircase as a princess. Even a woman walks down the staircase as a Ziegfeld girl. Wherever you put your consciousness, wherever you put your dream, wherever you put your goal, that is what you experience. And today, I put my dream, my goal, my consciousness on the idea that I like me. I live in a beautiful spirit, mind, and body. I am surrounded by beautiful beings. I look at the weather around me and it is glorious. I look at the sky. It may be cloudy, it may be bright. Whatever it is beautiful. I name it and claim it, and I experience it. And you can name it and claim it and experience it too. But you must do it by your choice. By your every moment statement about yourself saying, I like me. I like me. I'm a happy person. I always have a smile on my face. I always have a smile in my heart. And I always have love in my heart. Unconditional love for me and all the world. Join me in this realization, this naming and claiming it, because we do that anyhow. Let's do it consciously, purposefully, for our highest and best. I love you. I love you. I love you.